This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. New food safety legislation aimed at closing gaps in the Food and Drug Administration's oversight of many food products wouldn't have much of an impact on most farmers and ranchers, according to Carrie Ludlam, AFBF Food Safety Specialist. If you're a grains producer or a livestock producer, producing meat, for example, it largely doesn't affect you at all. If you are a specialty crops producer, growing fruits and vegetables, the legislation essentially restates FDA's current authority to regulate the safety of fresh fruits and vegetables, according to Ludlam. In a signing ceremony at a Washington elementary school on Monday, President Barack Obama signed the Child Nutrition Bill into law. The new law was a priority of First Lady Michelle Obama, who launched a national campaign last year against childhood obesity. The $4.5 billion measure increases the federal reimbursement for free school lunches by 6 cents a meal at a time when many school officials say they can't afford to provide the meals. It also expands access to free lunch programs and allows 20 million additional after-school meals to be served annually in all 50 states. Scientists with the Agriculture Department's Agriculture Research Service have identified the primary site where the virus that causes foot and mouth disease begins infection in cattle. The discovery could lead to development of new vaccines to control and potentially eradicate FMD, a highly contagious and sometimes fatal viral disease of cloven-hoofed animals that is considered the most economically devastating livestock disease in the world. The discovery was made by scientists at the ARS Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center at Orient Point, New York. Researchers found that after just 6 hours of exposure to the FMD virus through the cow's nasal passages, the virus selectively infects epithelial cells in the nasopharynx, a specific region of the back of the throat. A diverse group of agricultural organizations are voicing their opposition to controversial legislation that would substantially change the Clean Water Act by expanding the Environmental Protection Agency's authority. In a letter to members of the Senate, the groups were critical of an 11th-hour effort to include the controversial Bill S-1816, the Chesapeake Clean Water and Ecosystem Restoration Act, in the potential Lands, Waters, and Wildlife omnibus legislation. The letter said Senate Bill 1816 would fundamentally alter the state-federal relationship within the watershed and enact unprecedented changes to the Clean Water Act. The group said that while the provisions would apply in 6 states and the District of Columbia, EPA has repeatedly said it views the Chesapeake Bay proposal as the model for regulatory action in other major watersheds, such as the Mississippi River Basin. With the letter, the groups sent Senate members a side-by-side comparison chart that explains their primary areas of concern. The Agriculture Department will conduct a cost-benefit analysis of the GPSA rule that would significantly change the way livestock is marketed in the United States if adopted. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement in a conference call with meat industry officials on Monday. Vilsack did not say how long the review process would take, but he did say the rule published in the Federal Register on June 22nd is a draft that can be extensively changed before it is finalized. Contrary to proponents of banning antibiotics in food animal production, a government report issued Friday does not show America's livestock and poultry producers are using massive amounts of antibiotics, according to the National Pork Producers Council. The Food and Drug Administration report includes data on sales of all antibiotics intended for use in farm animals. For 28.7 million pounds of antimicrobial drugs were sold. Nearly 29% of that amount was ionophores, compounds not used in human medicine. Opponents of modern livestock production are pushing the theory that antibiotic use in food animals is leading to an increase in antibiotic resistance in humans, and therefore, antibiotic use in livestock production must be restricted. Several groups support legislation that would ban the use in livestock and poultry of antibiotics that prevent or control diseases and of ones that improve feed conversion and thus weight gain. The Humane Society of the United States spends nearly half of every dollar donated on fundraising and other overhead costs, according to the Center for Consumer Freedom. The data comes from an analysis of HSUS's 2009 federal tax return by Animal People News. The Center for Consumer Freedom, which is funded by food companies and restaurants as well as consumers, conducted its own analysis and found that less than 1% of HUS donations from the public go to animal shelters. The 2009 tax return is available for download from the HSUS website. Food safety language, identical to that passed by the House in last week's continuing resolution, has been included in the Senate's Omnibus Appropriations Bill. Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada has indicated that he intends to include the House-passed food safety provisions in any remaining legislation that may be considered by the Senate this year. If passed by the Senate without changes, the food safety legislation would go to President Barack Obama to be signed into law. The American Farm Bureau Federation and a coalition of ag-related organizations sent a letter to the Senate Wednesday reiterating concerns regarding the inclusion of a size-based exemption in any food safety bill. The Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service released its December Agricultural Income and Finance Outlook report on Wednesday that indicates net farm income will be $81.6 billion in 2010, up 31% from 2009 and 26% higher than the 10-year average of $64.8 billion for 2000 to 2009. Net cash income at $92.5 billion would be a nominal record, 2.3% above the prior record attained in 2008. Inflation-adjusted net cash income has reached levels not seen since the mid-1970s. Real net cash income has exceeded $80 billion three times from 2000 to 2009. The mid-1970s was the last comparable period when U.S. farming enjoyed multiple years of sustained levels of high output and income. Consumers demanding locally produced food have often had only a few options for buying food produced by nearby farms, including roadside stands, farmers markets, and community-supported agriculture programs, according to research by USDA's Economic Research Service. These market outlooks, typically distributing small volumes of specialized products, stand in stark contrast to large supermarkets and other mainstream outlets that distribute the vast majority of food consumed at home in the United States. As demand has increased, however, local foods are reaching consumers through an expanding array of supply chain arrangements and marketing outlooks. Local foods may be sold in supermarkets, in small specialty stores or regional grocery chains, in restaurants, schools or hospitals, or through a variety of direct-to-consumer outlets. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.